The time is now 6 p.m. So, at this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Do we have anybody signed up?
No signups have been submitted.
Okay, all right. 3.0. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
None. Nothing's going on.
Okay. 4.0. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of April 9th, 2018. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there any discussion or changes to the minutes, corrections? All right. Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. Thank you. 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve replat of Brough Acres being a 4.915-acre tract and being a replat of outlot number 31 of Tomball Township, a subdivision situated in the Ralph Hubbard Survey, abstract number 383 of Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume 2, page 65 of the map records of Harris County, Texas, and being out of and part of a called 4.915 acres as described and deed recorded in clerk's file number 20110511417 of the real property records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The first plat on the agenda tonight is Brough Acres, a replat. It's located on the east side of Ulrich Road near Jurgens Park. It is currently zoned SF20. Two lots will be created and a total acreage of 4.915 acres. This is a copy of the plat that's been submitted for approval. And Community Development recommends approval with the following contingencies: remove a 5-foot utility easement line on lot 2, provide updated title report, provide original Harris County and Tomball ISD tax certificates, and correct the typos.
All right. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Are there any questions or any discussion? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay, 5.2, consideration to approve a preliminary plat of Cannon's Place, 5.992 acres, located in the J. Pruitt Survey, A629, Harris County, Texas, City of Tomball. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The second plat on the agenda tonight is Cannon's Place, a preliminary plat. It's located at the northeast corner of Main Street and Snook Lane. It is zoned commercial. One lot is being created with a total acreage of 5.992 acres. This is a copy of the plat that's been submitted for review. And Community Development recommends approval with the following contingencies: correct the scale, remove the Harris County engineer signature block, update legal description for area accuracy, correct the owner information, pay correct fees, update the date, add landowner information for adjacent properties, provide Harris County and Tomball ISD tax certificates, and correct the typos.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
I make the motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay. 5.3, consideration to approve zoning case P18-055, a request by Dorothy and Thomas Wanko to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances, by rezoning approximately 0.0803 acres of land legally described as Lot 18, Block 70, Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the west side of Chester Street and the north side of Mechanic Street, from the single-family 6th District to the Old Town and Mixed-Use District. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, thank you. Okay, this is an aerial image showing the property. It's outlined in red. It's currently undeveloped. In August of 2016, City Council approved a rezoning request for the applicant's 0.32 acres at the northwest corner of Mechanic and Chestnut Street. Since then, the applicant has met with city staff and has also purchased an adjacent lot that they wish to use as part of the development. Staff informed them that to use that adjacent lot, they would have to rezone it. The property is currently zoned single family 6. Surrounding properties to the west and south are also single family 6, and to the north and east are Old Town and Mixed Use. The future land use map designates the property and most surrounding properties as mixed use, with high density residential designation to the south. The nature of the Old Town and Mixed Use District is to provide a mixture of non-residential and residential uses integrated together throughout the district. There are multiple land uses in the surrounding area, including an auto service companies, a mobile food court, a city park, as well as single family residences and a distribution company at the end of Mechanic Street. It does appear that the uses permitted in the Old Town and Mixed Use District would be appropriate for this mixture of uses in the area. Again, the comprehensive plan future land use map designation of mixed use, the purpose of that is to provide a mix of office, retail slash commercial, and high density residential. The comprehensive plan also endorses the continuation of the mixture of uses and specifically states that retail, office, single family, duplex, and multifamily are the most appropriate uses in these areas. Required public notification for this case was met. We did receive one public comment form in support of the request and one public comment form in opposition. After reviewing the case, city staff does recommend approval as the request meets the goals of the comprehensive plan, is in conformance with the future land use map, is generally appropriate with the surrounding land uses in the area, and is generally appropriate with the surrounding zoning districts in the area. And the applicant is here to address the commission.
Okay. And do we have copies of those?
Yes. The one in favor was in your packet, and I placed the one on your desk that was in opposition.
Will the applicant please come forward to present the case? State your name and your address for the record, please.
Dorothy Wonko. And my current resident address is 16303 North Greenfield, Spring, Texas, 77379.
Okay, go ahead.
So we were just here to ask the commission if you would consider allowing us to have the use as Old Town mixed use instead of the residential 6 as it's zoned now, and just pretty much parcel it into the land that we already have and grow with the future growth for the city of Tomball in their best interest as well, which is what's on your future plans on your website. So that's what we're asking today, if you would consider that.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer any questions.
We'll ask you when we get to our point.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Okay, the public hearing on zoning case P18-055 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:10. Is there anybody here that would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. If so, please state your name and your address for the record. Anybody signed up?
No, ma'am.
Is there anybody here who wants to speak? Okay, seeing none. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:10. Okay. Could I have a motion to approve zoning case P18-055?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Okay, is there any discussion or questions?
Tom Crowfoot is the one that was for this, but he doesn't live anywhere around this, correct?
I believe he...
His residence is not here.
No.
Yes, but I believe he owns property on Mechanic.
Oh, he owns property on Mechanic, okay.
Okay, is it commercial?
No, ma'am. The property that he owns is not.
Okay.
Okay, second question, I guess this would be for you. The person that's against it is worried about our taxes going up. That won't increase tax just because, even if that goes to commercial, will it, or high-density rental?
Obviously, it's not going to impact the rate. The only taxes would go up would be by increased value.
Right.
The way that HCAD values those things is by their use, and commercial shouldn't have much of an impact on a residential use.
Okay. Thank you. But they're asking for Old Town mixed use, right?
Correct.
Does anybody else have any questions? I have one. I was wondering why, could I ask you to come up?
Yes, ma'am.
Could I ask why you did not include this in your other requests when you were here before us?
We just purchased this property, this lot, from Mr. Crawford just this year. So when I was here in the past, we didn't have ownership of it. Mr. Crawford did.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anybody have any questions? Thank you.
Welcome.
Pardon me?
No.
Do you have any questions, Will? Mr. Mason?
No.
All right. There are no questions or any other discussion. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 3 votes aye, 2 votes nay.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve adjournment.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunningham. Please enter your vote now.
Looks like I didn't grab it first. Motion carries unanimously.